Exercise 2, page 112. Speaker 1.
I guess you could say that I've always been influenced by others a bit too much. Growing up, my passion was drawing, and I was good. People used to predict that I would be a successful artist. When it came to college, I wanted to study art, but my father had other ideas. "Art won't get you a career," he said. "You have to do something that will pay the rent, accounting or law," he said. "Art is a hobby, not a job. So here I am today, a lawyer. And I know now it was the worst thing I could have done. I should have trusted my instincts." I guess you could say that I've always been influenced by others a bit too much. Growing up, my passion was drawing, and I was good. People used to predict that I would be a successful artist. When it came to college, I wanted to study art, but my father had other ideas. "Art won't get you a career," he said. "You have to do something that will pay the rent, accounting or law," he said. "Art is a hobby, not a job. So here I am today, a lawyer. And I know now it was the worst thing I could have done. I should have trusted my instincts."
Speaker 2.
In my final year of university, one of my friends left to start his own business. He asked me if I wanted to join him. Back then I was foolish and attracted by the excitement of the unknown. I said yes without a second thought, dropped everything. But the business didn't work out. I thought about going back to get my degree, but by then I was too in love with having money from working. Being a penniless student didn't attract me, so I never went back. I'm sure if I had, I would be a lot better off than I am now. In my final year of university, one of my friends left to start his own business. He asked me if I wanted to join him. Back then I was foolish and attracted by the excitement of the unknown. I said yes without a second thought, dropped everything. But the business didn't work out. I thought about going back to get my degree, but by then I was too in love with having money from working. Being a penniless student didn't attract me, so I never went back. I'm sure if I had, I would be a lot better off than I am now.
Speaker 3.
I met Natasha when we were both traveling around India. As soon as we started talking, I felt a strong connection to her. Natasha was funny, intelligent, and interesting. We became very close. When my holiday was up and I had to leave to go back to England, I wanted to ask Natasha to come back with me, but I didn't. I was too scared that she would say no, I guess. I left without telling her how I felt about her. I wish I had. At least then I would know what her answer would have been. Now I will never know. I met Natasha when we were both traveling around India. As soon as we started talking, I felt a strong connection to her. Natasha was funny, intelligent, and interesting. We became very close. When my holiday was up and I had to leave to go back to England, I wanted to ask Natasha to come back with me, but I didn't. I was too scared that she would say no, I guess. I left without telling her how I felt about her. I wish I had. At least then I would know what her answer would have been. Now I will never know.
Speaker 4.
My best friend was never afraid of risk. He'd try anything and everything and wasn't afraid to fail. I believe that these are the sort of people who go on to great things in life. It certainly happened to my friend. 10 years ago, he had this crazy idea for a new chain of fast food restaurants. Right at the beginning, he asked me to come in with him. I turned him down. What a fool! I turned down the biggest chance of my life. You see, my friend is now a multi-millionaire. And his chain of fast food restaurants operates in countries across the world. My best friend was never afraid of risk. He'd try anything and everything and wasn't afraid to fail. I believe that these are the sort of people who go on to great things in life. It certainly happened to my friend. 10 years ago, he had this crazy idea for a new chain of fast food restaurants. Right at the beginning, he asked me to come in with him. I turned him down. What a fool! I turned down the biggest chance of my life. You see, my friend is now a multi-millionaire, and his chain of fast food restaurants operates in countries across the world.
Speaker 5.
I was brought up to save and not spend. You have to plan for your future, son, my father said. So I watched every penny. My friends were very different. If they wanted something, they bought it. If they wanted to do something, they did it. When I was 18, my two best friends decided to travel the world for a year. They wanted me to join them. All I could think of was the money it would cost. I said no. 5 years later, we are all in well-paid employment, and money is not an issue for any of us. The difference is that my friends have seen the world and are much richer for it. I was brought up to save and not spend. You have to plan for your future, son, my father said. So I watched every penny. My friends were very different. If they wanted something, they bought it. If they wanted to do something, they did it. When I was 18, my two best friends decided to travel the world for a year. They wanted me to join them. All I could think of was the money it would cost. I said no. 5 years later, we are all in well-paid employment, and money is not an issue for any of us. The difference is that my friends have seen the world and are much richer for it.
Speaker 6.
I've been very lucky to have had a very successful, highly paid career as a top executive with a major company for over 20 years. The trouble is, though, that I have to travel constantly. It's not that I haven't enjoyed traveling the world on business, just that it left me with little time or family life. I would dearly have loved to have spent more time with my children. I feel that I never got to enjoy all the important stages of their life as they grew up. Sometimes I think it would have been better if I'd had a lower salary and more contact with my children. I've been very lucky to have had a very successful, highly paid career as a top executive with a major company for over 20 years. The trouble is, though, that I have to travel constantly. It's not that I haven't enjoyed traveling the world on business, just that it left me with little time or family life. I would dearly have loved to have spent more time with my children. I feel that I never got to enjoy all the important stages of their life as they grew up. Sometimes I think it would have been better if I'd had a lower salary and more contact with my children.